Connor, for you, what are your expectations when you come into a development camp?
You know, I kind of wanted to get a feel for the ice and get my rhythm back under me. It's been a nice summer, but I'm ready to get back at it and start skating again and trying to get my feet under me and kind of get tracking again and kind of getting the rhythm.
You said to get your feet back under you and get back skating. Have you been doing off ice to this point? Do you plan after this to get back on the ice soon? What's the off-season workout?
Yeah, so far I've been getting my strength back under me, and now I want to kind of transition the strength into getting my skating legs under me. I want to use this to kind of get a boost, maybe relax a little bit after, and then get right back at it and get my... I'm going to keep using rhythm today because all the goalie movement is rhythm.
Now that you've had a little bit of downtime, how do you kind of reflect back on such a successful year that you had?
I don't really reflect on it. I just kind of put it behind me and continue on with the process. I like the year how it went, but next year could be completely different, and I want it to be better than the last, so I have to keep working hard and, you know, I can't mourn on the bad parts, and I can't sit on my highs, so I'm going to keep working at it.
What are your expectations for this next season?
I'm going to come in and work as hard as I can, let the process take place.
How has the process changed as far as how you approach, whether it be NHL camps, given the last year and the success that you've had?
I don't think it changes at all. I think you keep working as hard as you can and try to turn a lot of heads and kind of put yourself out there. I know you want to look good in front of the coaches, but not only the coaches, but you want to look good in front of the fans and the other players so they trust you.
Is there added excitement based on the fact the American League team will be in this city next year and you'll have a chance to, you know, play in front of coaches and management on a nightly basis?
Oh, absolutely. I think it kind of changes things and makes it a lot better for us for the development standpoint. The players in the AHL, we get a little bit of communication through guys coming in, but now that we're in the city, I think they can come and watch us and kind of give us that extra little bit of hope. I don't know if that describes it perfectly, but gives us a little bit of an extra push knowing that they're watching every night.